All right. Oh, here we go. Can I do this?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open the grants committee meeting.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open the grants committee meeting.
I don't think your mic's on.
It's on. I just don't want to talk now. All right. I called a meeting, the special grants meeting for, what is today? June 20th, 2018. I'll do a roll call of the grants committee people. Gussie?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Bruce?
Here.
Ann?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Here.
Helen? Judy?
Present.
Erica is absent, and I am here. All right. The public comment, I'm going to switch till after the presentations are done. I'm going to ask that people on either side of the issues, that there be 4 to 5 people, because you're going to be limited to 3 minutes, but we have a board meeting at 5 o'clock in here, so we're going to have to speed this along. So, and I'm going to keep the presentations of these projects to 5 minute time period. Can't hear? Can you hear now?
Yes.
All right, sorry. I'm asking that I'm going to keep the presentations for the projects at 5 minutes. As far as people, the public comment are going to come after that. Anybody wishing to speak, I'm going to try to limit it to about 4 to 5 people per each side of the issue, just so I can keep this moving along, because we have a board meeting at 5 o'clock in here. You'll have 3 minutes to talk for the public. So with that, first thing we will do is move on to the presentations. Is there anybody from the Highland Project, Mark with Rise? Swida with Granite.
Swida with Highland.
With Highland, sorry. I wrote it in the wrong spot.
Is this on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Chairman, board members, thank you for your time today. We know you're pressed for time, so we're going to try to go through this. We have a PowerPoint. I think James has control. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. James has control of that. We are here to request for the home loan program funds for the Highland Villas. I'm Mike Lundy. I'm the executive director of SWIDA, Southwestern Illinois Development Authority. SWIDA was created about 31 years ago by the legislators to try to help economic development. And at that time, it was Madison and St. Clair counties. And it has now expanded to Clinton and Bond, and they're currently going to add Monroe. So we currently have 4 counties in our jurisdiction, with a 5th one coming soon. We are governed by a board of directors that represent the local communities within our jurisdiction. We have 14 board members, and they come from all walks of life and all different communities. For nearly 30 years, we've been financing regional economic development initiatives. We've partnered on over 75 job-creating projects. We've done a lot of bond deals for school districts, for manufacturers, for America Central Port. So we've been involved with numerous job-creating bond financing and helping retain jobs in our area. We've issued roughly $1.6 billion in that time frame. And we've also been strategically focused on housing development. Next slide, please. This is one we did in Emerald Ridge with Rise. It's 46-unit single-family housing development, which replaced obsolete barrack-style housing. There's a long story to this, but we don't have time to go into it. SWIDA was a co-developer with Rise at that time. Primary funding sources included low-income housing tax credit program, home funds, and conventional financing. This was completed in 2015. If you're up in the East Alton area, go by the park there. It's a really nice development. It turned out we're really proud of it. Next slide. I feel like I'm rushing, but I think I am. The next slide is Metro Landing of Swansea. This one is under construction. It's 62-unit, 3-story complex for seniors 55 and older. This is a TOD, transit-oriented development, built on the grounds of the Metrolink station. Primary funding sources for this was low-income housing tax credits, home program, and conventional financing. Another one we are currently working on is Lofts in the Square. We've been working on this one for about 2 years. It's right in the heart of downtown Belleville. It's a historical redevelopment of the former hotel, the Meredith Home. SWIDA is co-developer with Bywater. I don't know if our partner made it here or not, Aaron Burnett. This is 47 units. This is a senior complex, 55 and above. Primary funding for this will be low-income housing tax credits, historic tax credit programs, and conventional financing. Our additional team members, I mentioned Bywater Development, they have over 40 years experience in these developments. We're extremely proud of what we've accomplished and continue to move forward. We have a property manager, it's called NDS Management, which will manage our sites. Our architects is Warren, Jerbic, and Whistle out of Chicago. Our general contractor is Altman Charter. And the subcontracting, we try to use as much local. So in the Highland situation, we'll try to use as much Highland local support as we can. Civil engineering, Thuvenal, Wade, and Merchant, TWM. And legal counsel, Applegate, Thorne, and Thompson. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Destiny Lenecki, our housing director. She's done a great job for us. We're very proud to have her on our team. Thank you.
Hopefully you can hear me. Thank you very much for your time and consideration of this proposal. Yes?
1 minute.
Yes, sir. Now on to Highland Villas. It is a 48-unit villa-style apartment complex. It will be divided up in 6 units over 8 villa-style buildings. It will sit on a tract of land that is approximately 8 acres. There will be ample space for green space, garden space, walking trail for our residents, as well as a resident community building. They are a mix of 1- and 2-bedroom units. This does focus on seniors 55 and older, and we will include a high level of universal design so that we can really encourage that aging in place and let people stay where they want to stay. There is the location of the project, and it is, of course, surrounded by ample amenities, as we all know Highland is very robust with, and that's why we're very excited to be working with the city and to annex this property within the city limits. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does the committee have any questions for them? Anybody? All right. Thank you. All right. Is anybody here for the Granite City project? I don't know if you were here when we started, but I'm trying to keep this to 5 minutes per presentation.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Me too. My name is Mark Stroker. I'm the Director of Real Estate Development for Rise Community Development, and we are proposing to do a historic rehab and adaptive reuse of 37 units in the old YMCA building in downtown Granite City. It sits, for those of you who know, Granite City, right across the street from City Hall. I'm going to talk a little bit about the project. And then I'm going to ask James Amos, who's their Director of Economic Development, to talk a little bit about the project in the context of what's going on in the city and why we think it's an important project. So as I mentioned, 37 units, 1- and 2-bedrooms. It's a challenging building. The historic requirements kind of bring some of that challenge. The building itself brings some of that challenge. But what we were able to do is fit units that work well, that live well, and have quite a bit of common space that will be available for the residents. We're focusing this on the arts community. We also have some units specifically designated for veterans. We'll have gallery space, a fairly large studio, and all of the original sort of lobby will be retained. It's actually a mixed-use project, so we'll actually have 2 to maybe 3 available commercial spaces. Somewhere around 5,000, 5,500 square feet of space will be available for commercial use. It's about a $10 million project. The building is about 47,000 square feet and is in essentially very good shape, but for needing something to do with it. James, I'll let you talk a little bit about what's going on in Granite.
Absolutely. Thank you for hearing us out today.
When I first came in about 2 years ago to start this project was number one. It's the first one I started working on, and there's obvious reasons why if you're from our community. It's the most beautiful old building at the heart of our downtown. So our main street is called Niedring House in Granite City. This building sits on a six-way intersection, truly in the center of our historic old downtown. It's difficult to find people in our community that don't have memories associated with the building. It's important to everyone. And this project works really well because it's going to provide attractive housing for young people and new people to move into our community. And at the same time, it's still got two commercial spaces on the lower level that will continue to provide genuine access, attractive access for our historic people within the community as well. I don't know anyone in the community that isn't just excited about the potential of this project. It's a must-have for our community in terms of trying to save and reuse our historic buildings. I'm happy to answer questions, but this is, again, I'll maybe add a couple more things. It's in our historic downtown in the sense that we're focused on arts and entertainment. So with this project, we're especially trying to market artists, and that's a viable thing in Granite City. If you haven't been to downtown, that might seem like a stretch, but it's not. We have a viable arts community in downtown. On the other end of the park, that's one block wide, we have a new cinema that the city has promoted, which is always in the black. We have a live arts theater also one block away, and there are multiple arts studios all within a couple of blocks of this building. So there's much to be said about it. Thank you for your time. Have a minute 43 left if there's anything particular I might want to add. But for us, this is just an obvious thing to pursue. So,
yeah, I guess that's the only thing I would add, and I was remiss in not mentioning, well, two things. One, I'd like to introduce Colleen Hafner, who's the project manager for this project. And the second is to talk a little bit about RISE. We've done quite a bit of work in the Metro East. We are officed in downtown St. Louis, but our service area is St. Louis County, and Madison and St. Clair. And so we are proud to have partnered with SWIDA on a project up in the village of East Alton and done a number of projects in East St. Louis and do a whole lot more than just sort of real estate development. We are at our core a community development organization and work to basically make stronger neighborhoods. Now, any questions?
Anybody have on the committee have any questions?
Thank you.
No? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Here, moving on. Dalton Project, Dr. Hightower.
Thank you. My name is Ed Hightower, and I want to present the community of Sunnybrook Development. Next slide, please. View of homes. This is a multifamily. We have a very experienced team. Myself, I was superintendent of the Edwardsville School District for 19 years. I oversaw $160 million in construction. We have the Labor's Home Development Corporation who has developed and managed projects across the country. We have Mike and Ryan Marcy, Marcy Construction. We have Dave Oates, Oates Associate Engineering, Dan Herford, Herford Architects, and we have the Lightingale Group as the consultant firm. If you go to the next page, the community of Sunnybrook Impact Market Study found very strong demand for project. High-quality housing for families with children, workforce housing for Madison County, employees in local logistics such as Gateway Enterprise Zone, and other entry-level workers earning $12 to $20 an hour. Approximately 900 Alton residents are currently employed in the Gateway Commerce logistics industry. This project is located on a public transit route connecting neighborhoods to existing transportation such as the Madison County Transit. 6,500 workers currently at the Gateway Commerce. They have already completed recently a 593,940 and planning shortly to get involved with the 7,669,000. If you look at the project readiness, this $10 million development would boost the local economy. 60 to 75 skilled workers purchasing 3 to 4 million in materials from local suppliers, all benefiting workers in Alton. The general contractors committed to union labor, minority women, and businesses, site control, zoning in place. No issues there with relocation. Next slide. And the next slide. Okay, next slide. Right there, you have 10 fourplex townhomes for 40 residents located on a 7-acre. Density, approximately 6 units per acre. 32-foot-wide concrete streets with 6-foot-wide sidewalks. Dedicated parking bays, security cameras, landscape and irrigation system. Next slide. Next slide. To help individuals who are in need, we have 40 units, with 11 of those receiving vouchers and 3 dedicated to our veterans who have served our country. Next. Next. This is the Fronteria. From the design, you can see that it's state of the art. If you go to the interior, again, state of the art. When you look at the spacious open floor plans, the flooring, and so on. Moving on, we have plan a 2,000 square community building, seating for 50 to 60 people, office, cooking, maintenance, 50 by 40 playground, 50 by 50 hard surface playground. You go to the next, we have green space enhancements. We have a 1-acre scenic nature green space with walking right there in the community. Moving on, same thing again. Next, same thing. As far as the unique characteristics, innovative home ownership after compliance period, public transportation. I've talked about the assistance for our veterans. The on-site management would be by the Laborers Home Development. They currently have 400 families in Alton, 4,000 in the adjacent town. High standards and expectations, background checks, credit checks, and all. This is 100% owned by the private sector. No publicly owned housing units are publicly ownership. Let me finish by saying I want to thank the many individuals who are here today, and hopefully we'll be able to put some of the false rumors aside. There have been too many false and intentional misinformation posted on Facebook and in the media, all with okay, fine. Fine. Thank you very much. Thank Appreciate you. It.
Thank you. All right, now we'll move on to the scoring. What did I do with my scoring sheet? These are the scores that each project received for the home rental program. Edison Lofts scored 74, Highland Villas scored 68, and Community of Sunnybrook scored a 45. Anybody on the committee have anything to say? Any questions? You have a question, Doc?
I do. How did you come about the scoring? What was the criteria of the scoring?
Well, it's the application that we've always, that has always been used. You want to say a little bit about it?
We have a home application that goes out for each project after we publicize what we call a NOFA, which means it's a notice of funding availability. And then there is also a priority page of scoring points that is available as well.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, yes, and these funding applications, the scoring criteria that was used, it was explained to each one of the applicants, and it was given to them with an ample amount of time and chance to get it completed. Am I correct?
The scoring criteria was made available. All applicants knew that the grant was competitive. Yes.
Yes, Judy.
I'd like to say that I appreciate community development this. We've been discussing this for a couple of months, and I think they do a good job of scoring and are being very fair about it.
Thank you. Any other questions? We can move on. Pardon? Oh, sorry, Lisa. As far as I know, never.
I've served on this committee for approximately 10 years, going on 10 years, and we have always stuck to the scoring system. Sometimes we've gotten political with it, and people have tried to go a different direction, but that's the point of the scoring system, to try to make the politics go away. I know that's kind of tough on a day like today, but the scoring system has been in place. I've actually brought home money back to Alton before through the scoring system, and we have typically stuck to the scoring system.
This is the way we put a quantitative number to the scoring system. So instead of it just being a motion and everybody battling for it, this is the best way it's been figured out to actually grade these.
So this takes the politics out of it, and therefore.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Because they scored the highest, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other comments from the board? Mr. Chapman?
Yes, if I might be allowed. I speak in support of the City of Highland's $400,000 application grant for the Highland Villa development. Madison County Community Development scored three home rental proposals to receive two possible grants totaling $1 million. Their selection criteria, devoid of political considerations, included an experience proposal impact, project readiness, financing plan, and bonus points. Highland Villa's project finished a strong second, 6 points behind Granite City's Edison Lofts. Highland Villas finished a whopping 23 points ahead of Alton's third-place finisher, Community of Sunnybrook. Given the criterion and recorded scores, it appears Edison Lofts and the Villa Project are most deserving of grant money. Granite City and Highland provided complete project packets, which excel in the categories of experience, impact, and readiness. In addition, the Granite City and Highland Project enjoy the full support of their municipality. Highland Villas will be built in District 3, which I represent. The City of Highland, in partnership with Southwestern Illinois Development Authority and Bywater Development Group, will provide affordable housing to seniors. Highland's demographics suggest a need. The 2014 census revealed 31.5% of Highland's population is 55 or older. Select Highland Villa. Highland Villa should be one of the two grant choices. If the grant committee were to consider the three choices with no municipality name attached, using only home rental program criteria to guide them, is there any doubt who would be the first two options selected? Grant money would also go to the southeast and northern parts of the county, balancing geographical need. In my packet, which I have provided to the chairman And to the members of the board, we have a letter here from the mayor of the city of Highland, Mr. Joe McCandless, totally supporting the project, which is not true for at least one of the contenders. I also have the Madison County Community Development Department fact sheet produced by Trudy Bodenbach, the director, which provides additional information. And there was questions about the chart providing the home rental criteria that has been supplied to the committee in full, which shows that everything I'm saying is true. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll go forward with public comments. Would anybody like to come down and speak? Remember, it's 3 minutes.
Jane.
Good. Right over here, sir. Sorry. Sir, can you state your name for the record first? Okay.
My name is James Gray.
Thank you.
Longtime resident of Alton and former president of Alton Branch NACP for 26 years. I'm asking the Madison County Grant Committee to support the community of Sunnybrook development. As a proud citizen of the Alton community, I'm sickened by the racist, wrongful behavior of our community leaders, Mayor Walker and Police Chief Jake Simmons. I, along with other African-American leaders, attended the Monday, June 11th City Council meeting to listen to the presentation of the community of Sunnybrook. I heard Alton City Attorney Jim Stripp speaking for Walker and City Council state the Alton City Council would not oppose the community of Sunnybrook, and the mayor wished Dr. Hightower success and good luck. On Thursday, June the 14th, Mayor Walker issued a press release withdrawing his support, then began intentionally making false negative accusations to citizens, along with the encouragement of citizens to post negative comments on social media. Some of the claims included the community of Sunnybrook would only bring criminals to Alton from North St. Louis, St. Louis, and East St. Louis. The Sunnybrook development would be another Oakwood Hood public project for low-income blacks and whites, which can be interpreted to mean no more blacks and no more poor people. The citizens of Alton should be asking the following question on Mayor Walker. Weren't you made aware of the beginning that there would be no public-owned housing unit or public ownership of public or Sunnybrook? Weren't you made aware of all the tenants that would receive the criminal and check credit screening? What is wrong with having 11 of the 40 units designated to assist hardworking families and needs and veterans based on their income? Shouldn't we help serve our veterans after they have so selflessly served our freedom? Did you or did you not sign a memorandum of understanding regarding the Sunnybrook development? Did you or did you not sign at least two letters fully supporting the Sunnybrook development? Did you or did you not purpose recommend changing to Sunnybrook in such a smaller building blueprint, townhouse instead of duplexes, more green space, additional parking, and did we not include your suggestion to the development? Does Alton housing hundreds of citizens working in the enterprise zone not deserve safe, affordable living condition with the opportunity to become homeowners? Is there a need for a new residential development that the community of Sunnybrook for people earning between $12 and $20 per hour and looking to improve their living condition? Is Mayor Walker an Alton landlord? And if so, how many properties does he own? And where are they located? He owns 18 properties, and he told me he wanted to get two more to make him have 20. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name for the record, please.
My name is Bobby Collins, Sr. I am a longtime resident of the community. I come forth with mixed emotions today. I would hope I would not have to be here to say some of the things that I'm going to say. But I am proud to stand up for Ed Hightower's project because it will benefit the community. Ed has been a pillar of support, a mentor, an exemplary person. I could name adjectives all day to define him. Why do we have to be here arguing over this project? It should be a given. I'm speaking against the negative and racist comments made by our community leaders regarding Sunnybrook development. Mayor Walker has publicly contradicted the support of the development that he has voiced on multiple occasions in a memorandum of understanding and two letters. We believe that these negligence claims have been due to Mayor Walker's listening to hearsay of local landlords and feel threatened by Sunnybrook. Due to the fact that the development will force them to improve their properties, and some of them are despicable. We are very disappointed and frustrated that Mayor Walker has assisted in circulating false narratives about the community in Sunnybrook, such as bringing criminals from North St. Louis, a lie. St. Louis, a lie. East St. Louis, a lie. And using the codes for black and poor ownership of property. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Anyone who indulges in that type of behavior ought to be ashamed of yourself. The community of Sunnybrook will directly serve the growth and success of the Alton community. Mayor Walker can even testify to this, as he wrote in his letter of support to Sunnybrook, and I quote, "This project is directly in line with Alton's growth and revitalization efforts. As Mayor of Alton, I affirm the city strongly support this project and the efforts of the development team. Our community wants to qualify affordable options."
Thank you. That's 3 minutes. Thank you. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee,
please,
for your time.
Please state your name.
My name is Randy Harris. I'm with the Labor's Midwest Region, also representing the Labor's Employers Cooperation and Education Trust, and I'm a lifelong resident of Madison County. I bought my first home in Alton. My parents still live in Alton, so I've got a pretty good feel for Alton and then the community. I came here today initially just to talk about the jobs aspect of this and what this would do for our contractors and our members living not just within the city of Alton, but in the surrounding communities. And it would be a boon, a $10 million project revitalizing an area of the center part of Alton right now where there really is no development, no growth. You look at that, we had parades, we had the entire community came together over a $500,000 contest. We had a $10 million competitive process, and now we're infighting about what it's going to be and where we're going to put it. Let me just say that for our contractors, for our members, this type of project doesn't come around very often. Everybody in the room knows what's going on with the state of Illinois in terms of financing, in terms of projects, in terms of the money coming back into communities between IDOT, the Capital Development Board. There just aren't any projects. There isn't a whole lot of private growth. And just, as I said, I was going to only stick to that, but I feel just what's gone on in the press the last few days anyway, it's important to at least say this. I know we've talked a lot about what this does to home values, what this does to a community, what this does to people who live in the city of Alton. And I just want to say that the people who are going to move into this facility, they're not the people you think they are. These are the people that the CNAs, the LPNs, the folks that work within 5 miles in the three hospitals surrounding this facility. These are the construction workers. These are, as Dr. Hightower pointed out, the people who already want to live in the city of Alton, already work in the city of Alton, they can't afford to, or don't want to live in a rundown, dilapidated housing project. What we're proposing to build is not a housing project. This is a community. These are townhomes. This is a community project. This is not a housing project. This is a community. These are townhomes. I cannot stress enough, and I understand the scoring system without knowing what the scores are. I encourage this committee to overlook the scores in this case and pick the Sunnybrook project. Please, please look at what this could do for a particular community and how this could impact all of the residents there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Bob Wills, and I'm a resident, a longtime resident of the city of Alton in the community, and I'm an officer of the 100 Black Men. What I have to say is short and sweet, and in that I attended the council meeting on Monday, June the 11th, to listen to the presentation of the community of Sunnybrook. And as Dr. Hightower was, they were getting ready to dismiss, Dr. Hightower was going up to put on the presentation, and the city attorney, Jim Shrimp, said, the Alton City Council will not oppose the community of Sunnybrook, and the mayor wishes you, Dr. Hightower, success and good luck. I was taken back about that because they supported it. So I go back to my organization and say, you know, we got work to do now because the city supported it. But then 2 days later, Mayor, I see that you put some stuff in the paper opposing it. And I was kind of taken back. I've had good success with you, and I don't understand it, quite frankly, because it said that they supported it. So I came today because I want to get an understanding to take back to our organization and say, this is what happened. And my organization is terribly upset, which is a large part of the community. And they're going to have a lot to say and do with it. So I would like for you, Mayor, to rethink this because we think it's a good idea. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mayor Walker.
Good afternoon, Chairman, board members. Thank you for me allowed to speak. There's a couple things I'd like to respond to, and I'll be brief. Little surprised at Mr. Gray's comment with regards to race. I thought Sunnybrook was for all people, not just one race. That's very disappointing because my administration, over any administration, has demonstrated diversity like this city hasn't seen in 200 years. Secondly, with all due respect, Mr. Harris, to say there's nothing going on at Alton and we won $500,000 with Small Business Revolution, there were 15,000 cities that entered that competition and we won. In the last year and a half, we have had $38 million in building permits pulled alone. We have a $24 million train station. As soon as a building comes open on our main corridor, which is not the Small Business Revolution, which is primarily downtown, and small businesses, which drive employment in our city, which our employment in our city is as low as it's been in a generation right now, everything on our Beltline, the Rothman building's full, the Kmart building's full, and you're going to hear a multi-million to the tune of probably tens of millions of dollars going into our mall. So, Mr. Harris, with all due respect, I'm not sure what city you've been in lately, sir. Now, with regards to the reason that I was asked on why I withdrew my support, are the reasons along with, and the majority of the council, six of the seven councilmen, why we no longer support the Sunnybrook proposal in its current form. They're correct. On June 15, 2017, I did sign a memorandum of understanding with Dr. Hightower, and wrote two letters of support, of which I have provided to the chairman and the board, and everyone, if you need a copy of the MOU, you can have it. I was supporting affordable housing. My letter of support and MOU was supporting fair market housing. And most importantly, my letter of support and my MOU was supporting home ownership in our community. On May 18, 2018, we received from IDA that Sunnybrook proposal had been awarded tax credit. When I finally obtained a copy of that application, I was very disappointed to find that that application did not represent fairly the MOU I had signed with the Sunnybrook Group and Dr. Hightower. According to the, and that was the letter of support in 2017 and 2018. And again, I have a letter of support to the board and to the general public if you would like it. According to the application, there were several important items included that I expressly voiced my opposition in the June 15th meeting and refused and said, no, I did not wish this project in our city or this development. According to the application submitted to IDA, 11 rental subsidy units or project-based vouchers through Madison County Housing Authority. Again, I signed an MOU for affordable, fair market, moderate market housing.
3 minutes, sir.
Okay, again, thank you, and my letters of support were strictly for housing. Over 50% of our city right now is rental. We don't need any more rental.
Any other public comment? No. Oh, no. Never state your name, Andy.
Okay, Andrew Carruthers. Good afternoon, everybody. I am here today in support of and as spokesman of the group trying to get the Sunnybrook housing development going. And obviously, I've been quite active in the press over the past several days. I'm not going to spend a lot of time up here today rehashing all of that. But in hearing Mayor's comments about didn't know that it was to be a rental, I think is what I heard. They thought it was going to be only home ownership. I'm just going to look at term number 3 of the Memorandum of Understanding, which states tenants shall accrue an annual credit towards the purchase price of a unit, which will be applied upon each individual sale after the completion of the 15-year period. So I think it's pretty clear in the MOU, and it remains our position today, that after the 15-year rental repayment period is over, that tenants in good standing will be given an opportunity to purchase the units they live in. That was been the position over a year ago. It's the position today. It really hasn't changed. And as evidenced by the MOU, it was always the intention of this group, as acknowledged by the mayor, to have these at least for a period of 15 years be rental in nature. So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear, and I've said it in the media, that I think the city was certainly supportive over a year ago, and something happened apparently in the past week or so. Still not quite clear on what that is, that where we lost that support, but it is gone. And that which is fine. It's unfortunate because that is exactly why the developers went to the city over a year ago to solicit that support and may or may not have gone forward if their true intentions had been revealed from the beginning. But one point I want to address that's not been addressed yet in public comment is the issue of the scoring. Now, obviously, I think we all understand that the scoring for this project was not in line with the scores for the other projects. And we were looking into exactly why that is, discovering how this was scored and why it scored as it did. And I anticipate further communications with community development and the county to try to discover why that is and, if warranted, to see if rescoring is possible or warranted, given exactly what happened. But let me say that in closing, let me say that I just hope that regardless of scoring, that this committee keeps an open mind at the next meeting when it comes time to award this money. We have $1 million, I believe, to divvy up between, I think, 3 very worthy community development, residential development, in 3 very deserving communities. So I certainly hope that, irrespective of scoring, that the good people of Alton and especially the low-income individuals who may take advantage of this housing development may be treated with the same consideration as those in Highland and in Granite City. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else like to comment?
name is Michael Veloff. I'm the third ward alderman in Alton. I do not support the Sunnybrook project. I do not support the Sunnybrook project. I just wanted to add a little bit more information. There was a online petition of area residents, Alton Godfrey area, that we end up with 521 signatures opposing the project as well. And I just thought I'd enter that in as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tammy Smith. I am the fourth ward alderwoman of Alton, Illinois. I was supportive of this Sunnybrook project when I heard about it. And then I called several meetings in my ward so I can learn more about it, about another development that was in my ward, and that was the Hampton Home project. When I learned more about the project, I had a lot of complaints. A lot of people that was not happy with the project being a 15-year compliance period. They were misled. They misunderstood. They've been living in these homes for 15 years, and none of them right now, this project started in 2002, none of them own their own home, and it's 2018. I've been getting several phone calls. People have been coming up to me, talking to me about it. They do not want this. And that is why I changed my thought and my thinking of this project, because the people that voted for me, I have to listen to them because this is what they want. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
All right, this time I'll end public comment. That was eight people. All right, next is to decide which home projects will be funded. I'll be looking for a motion from the committee. Pardon? That's true, we don't need a motion. Which projects would the committee like to bring forward to the next grants committee? There is the two highest scoring projects, which is Granite City and Highland, or would anybody like to reconsider that?
Mr. Chairman, with
yes,
all
ma'am.
Due respect, I would like to have a comment, if I may,
yes,
before
ma'am.
You go forward with
yes.
that. I first would like to commend all of the participants of the projects for the efforts that they did put forth, including the participants on the Sunnybrook project. From what I understand, funding has been acquired, quite a bit of funding, so what they're asking for will fill a gap maybe in what they need. And I'm sure that while I can't speak for all of the grant committee members, I speak for myself in saying that I do commend you for your efforts. And it is my opinion that none of the negative comments by either city officials or whomever, and I hope I'm speaking correctly when I say had anything to do with the scoring process. As a, you know, as a member of the grants committee, I don't think any of that had anything to do with the scoring criteria. I hope I'm correct in saying that on behalf of the grants committee. So whatever we as a committee decide to do from here forth, then we as a committee will have to deal with that. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. The grants were actually turned, this application was actually received February 22nd. So these applications have been in for a while before everything started. So none of this, what was been in the media, has taken in any consideration on this whatsoever. So, oh, Ms. Kuhn?
Yes, I'm 100% in agreement with Gussie. As far as ethnic, I mean, to me, that's all totally wrong, because I feel that I mean, I've always said if you were a blind person, I don't care what someone looks like. It's character, and that's all that counts. I do feel that seniors are also a minority. So I would like to, you know, see it, the scoring. I've always trusted these folks. There's been a lot going to different areas. And as far as I can see it, I'm comfortable. And it's not just because it's an area I represent. I'm comfortable with Granite first and Highland second. So,
thank you, ma'am. Mr. Malone.
It's been a difficult couple of weeks, I think, for our staff and some of the members of this committee. The Alton Project would be in my county board district. And I've talked to both sides, and I'm going to echo what I said earlier. This is going to be a difficult decision, but I rest upon the points. That's what I've been pushing for. I firmly believe in the pointing system. I think that's the only way we're going to do this fairly. If the points are going to be looked at again, fine. But right now, the points tell a different story, unfortunately. But that's the way it is.
Thank you, Mr. Malone. Anybody else? I'll say this about if these were to be rescored, the other two would also be allowed to be rescored, which they would be able to correct anything on their applications. So their points aren't going to go down, they would go up. But since this application, well, just a few days ago, Community Development received a letter from the City of Alton that states they no longer back this proposal. Section 8.6 says, no application will be considered without evidence of support from the local government in which the housing is proposed. So if it gets rescored, that's the letter we will have to rescore it with. It won't be the old letter. It will be the new letter because it'll be a new application. So that will basically immediately knock out the Sunnybrook project. So if the rescoring does go forward. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, as I listened to the many comments, I was wondering if I was in a room during a family argument here from the Alton community. They do not seem to agree on what's going on. I would think it very unfortunate if there was any racism in any decision-making. But I don't know that I have heard as a county board member any facts to substantiate that. It's a very emotional issue. Also, I know from when I played sports as a young person that after a decision is made or an outcome has happened, you can't really go back and replay the game. I don't have any reason to believe that the scoring was unfair. I know the staff that has done the scoring. They seem to me to have complete integrity and be very ethical. Why we're calling the scoring into question or why we're calling racism into question doesn't seem to me to be in one sense applicable. It appears to me that there has been a scoring. And it also appears to me that one community does not have support for this project where the other two do. So that concerns me as a board member and also representing District 3 where the Highland Villas would be built.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's the feeling of...
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hightower would like to speak.
Point of order, please. Public comment is over with.
Do you have it? Do you have this?
I think it's the feeling of the committee that we should move forward with the points, the criteria as proposed.
Thank you, Mr. Trout.
Mr. Chairman, I've been in competition all my life. I've been in schools all my life. I teach. I've been in education all my life, and I taught my kids that there are times when you disagree with a decision, and I disagree with this decision vehemently. But I respect the process. Just hold it. I would never. project stands on its own merits. So I am recommending that you go forward with the scoring process, even though I disagree with it. There is no way there should be that much of a variance in the scoring. But as the person who is deeply impacted, I would never put the county in this position. I recommend move forward with the scoring process. And lastly, I want to say, for the individual who brought up the 500 signatures, and with respect to you, Mr. County Board Member Chapman, I respect you greatly. When someone makes statements that people are going to be coming, criminals are going to be coming, and the mayor put this out there, he and his chief of staff, calling people, they called me and said this, I would be afraid too. I wouldn't want that in my neighborhood. So that's where I'm coming from.
I want to thank you, Dr. Mr. Hightower, for his clarification and say I have great respect for him and the things that he's done for Madison County.
All right, thank you. All right, how does the committee feel to move forward with the top two scoring projects for the next meeting?
Yes.
Gussie? No, we're not voting, so this is just moving forward with it for the next. So they can prepare the resolutions for the next committee.
Yes.
Liz, the top two scoring. Bruce, the top two scoring. Ann, Chrissy, Helen. All right, Judy.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Is there any administrative reports? None? All right. All right. May I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Sec. All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.